When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Spot on, nice fish.
Nice, Katie.
Minnesota gold right there.
Home to more than 10,000 lakes and rivers and streams, Minnesota offers some of the best freshwater fishing in the country.
Nice walleye.
Discover what else makes Minnesota the star of the north at exploreminnesota.com.
It's the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Next guest is a Hollywood director best known for directing season 3, episode 17 of The Office. Please welcome J.J. Abrams. There are a lot of great directors out there, even people who, you know, people who know their names, but very few get standing ovations.
That's crazy. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Well, you're a lovely man. You're a lovely man, J.J. Abrams.
As are you, sir. Thank you.
Okay. Last time you were here, I asked you about the new Star Wars films, The Rise of Skywalker, though that wasn't, you know, we know the title at the time.
That's right.
And I said, what's the status on it? No, you can't tell me anything. And you said, we have a script.
That was it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was a scoop.
It was a big deal.
That was a big script.
For us.
Did you shoot that script?
we did.
Okay.
But, you know, as you go along, you get a better idea. And you think, oh, well, let's adjust this, let's adjust that. But we did shoot the script.
And now do we have a movie? Is it locked?
It is.
Really?
Yes, it's done.
Congratulations. Do you get to go to sleep now?
Immediately after the show. We locked yesterday.
Oh, wow. So you're just fresh off the
lock. So once again, I have flown from locking the thing to the East Coast to see you. This happened last time.
Thank you very much. I'm honored.
Thank you.
I'm going to ask you a question that Jimmy Kimmel asked you about the last Star Wars movie you directed 4 years ago. What's the first word said in the movie?
It will have no context, of course.
I don't care.
Here it goes. Ready? Not in the crawl, but the first word spoken.
First spoken, not this.
Not that. At.
Wow. Let the theories be spun.
And there are like 6 or 7 words that follow.
Okay, here's my theory.
Yeah.
At. It is someone actually, it's not one of our main characters. It's a new character we haven't seen before, describing something that's happened before, setting up the moment we're about to see in voiceover.
Okay.
I'm so right. I'm 100% right. Okay. You're ending with this ninth film, the Skywalker saga. Was it harder to end or reboot?
We always looked at it as a continuation of what came before. So it wasn't really in our minds, it wasn't really a reboot. It was you know...
An invigoration.
No, but it was like, you know, 7, 8, 9, it was like chapters 7, 8, 9. It was sort of one book. Ending is much harder. Much, much, much harder. It's so hard to end.
Anything.
It's a huge responsibility. I mean, it has to work on its own. Mm-hmm. Beginning and middle end for the movie. It's the end of the trilogy, but it's the end of 3 trilogies. So to end 9 movies, especially when people care, for some people it's like a religion. So to do something, to do service to that story, to end it well, to tell a story that is epic and also funny and also intimate, it just, there were so many issues and things and
characters. Did you ever
characters.
Think, I can't do this?
I think every day there was a moment of oh, God, you know. But the truth is, as challenging as it was, this has by far been the most rewarding and exciting experience that I've ever had, professionally.
Yep. I read... They're applauding your challenging experience. Isn't that nice?
I love everyone here.
I read that Lucas originally intended for the third series of the trilogy to be Leia's story.
I know that when... I'm not sure that that's entirely the case, but I know that...
But I read it.
Oh. Fake news.
Fake news, yeah,
but I will say that the because of, obviously, you know, Carrie's passing, which was, you know, I knew her for a while before we did episode 7.
Mm-hmm. Here's a lovely picture of the two of you together.
Oh, she was the greatest. And we knew that there was no way we could finish this Skywalker saga without Leia. It was impossible. And we knew we'd never want to do a digital Leia, or we, of course, couldn't recast it. And then I remembered we had these scenes that we had shot in Force Awakens that we'd never used, which at the time I was really upset that we weren't using them because it was Carrie and it was Leia and how do you not use them, but it just didn't work in the movie. And weirdly, those scenes were material that we 100% realized could be used to tell her story in this film. So every time you're seeing Leia in scenes with characters, it's Carrie in this movie, and I still can't quite believe that she's gone because we've been working on these scenes in editorial, and mm-hmm. she's as there as anyone. It's really uncanny.
I understand that in her book, she makes an odd reference to something that actually hadn't happened by the time of her death.
I wasn't supposed to work on this film, and she passed away before The Last Jedi was released. And she wrote this book. The last autobiography she wrote was The Princess Diarist. And I remember reading the book, and at the end, in the special thanks, she thanks me at the very end, and she says, in special thanks to J.J. Abrams, for putting up with me twice. And I had never worked with her before, Force Awakens, and I wasn't supposed to direct Episode 9. And it was a very Carrey thing to write something like that and to somehow know. It was really strange.
Well, tell me where... Do you shoot this in Jordan? Many of the desert
Some
scenes
of it in Jordan.
There?
Yeah, the desert scenes which we shot in Jordan.
I understand. I heard that you went out to the desert in Jordan. Mm-hmm. And then out in the desert, where you actually built this little town out in the desert, you used blue screen or green screen out in the desert. Mm-hmm. Why not just use the desert if you're going to go out to the desert?
For some of the shots, it just wasn't the right desert, Stephen. No, I'm kidding. The scene, and I actually brought a clip, and there's some of it is something you'll see now. Some of the shots that we needed to get required certain movement that was a physical impossibility to do. But the light in the desert was, like, if we'd shot that exact same thing anywhere else, it wouldn't have matched with every other scene. So we shot some scenes. So when we started shooting in Jordan, the first, like, 4 days, we were literally in this sort of blue kind of cove that we'd created, and we'd, like, look just past the blue, and it was the most glorious desert you'd ever seen. And we're like, we're insane people. Like, this is nuts. But when you see what ILM, to talk about them again, because every segment has to talk about ILM. Can we just talk about Robert De Niro for 1 second?
Robert
De Niro was here.
Yes. Yeah.
Amazing.
Right there.
And there.
You can feel it.
I just can't believe it. Yeah. Robert De Niro. Yeah. But anyway, when you see the work that they did, and our visual effects supervisor, Roger Guyette, who was extraordinary, we all knew that this was going to make it look better, and he's right. It does.
I hope you don't have anything more important to do, because we have to take a little bit of a commercial break. Sir. But stick around. When we come back, I'll ask JJ some fan theory questions. Stick around.
Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more, and Late Show Poncho listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Spot on, nice fish.
Nice, Katie.
Minnesota gold right there.
Home to more than 10,000 lakes and rivers and streams, Minnesota offers some of the best freshwater fishing in the country.
Nice walleye.
Discover what else makes Minnesota the star of the North at exploreminnesota.com.
Welcome back. We're here with J.J. Abrams. We have a clip here, as you said. Does anyone want to see the clip? That's called tease in the business. Jim?
We spotted the fugitives.
Yes.
fly now? They fly now.
Oh, that's exciting. That's exciting. It's a natural they fly. Of course they fly.
Of course they fly.
All right, we have to go here in just a moment. But before you do, there's going to be a lot of fan theories out there as to what happens in the film. And I know that you really can't tell me anything. You're going to clam up as soon as I ask any of these questions. But you know as well as I do that that machine right over there, a camera is a mind reader.
Yes, it is.
And we're going to take a close-up of you.
Oh, God.
And I'm going to read you fan theories, and we're going to figure out whether we can read in your eyes whether any of these are true.
Oh, good.
Okay? All right.
Just, which one? Which camera?
You just look in that camera. Right. I'll read these, and then we'll cut to him. Okay, ready? First fan theory. The good guys decide to build a life star. Keep on JJ for this one. Chewbacca gets Harry Shave Club for Christmas and let's say gets very busy. The whole movie is Count Dooku at the Galactic DMV trying to legally change his name, because come on, Dooku. You're loving this.
Oh, this is the best.
I can tell how much you're loving this.
I do, I love it.
Turns out Kylo Ren was Kaiser Soze the whole time. JJ,
my friend,
always an honor and a pleasure. Nice to see you. Get some sleep. Good luck. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Spot on. Nice fish.
Nice, Katie.
Minnesota gold right there.
Home to more than 10,000 lakes and rivers and streams. Minnesota offers some of the best freshwater fishing in the country.
Nice walleye.
Discover what else makes Minnesota the star of the North at exploreminnesota.com.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.